It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Trilogy, oh trilogy, I want my trilogy. Don't stop at one, don't stop at two. Gorammit, give me three. Trilogy, oh trilogy, that's what I want to see. Someday I'll own a box set of that big damn trilogy. They said we couldn't do it. They said our show should die. They took our love, they took our land, they canceled our Firefly. One thing they didn't reckon in our fan psychology is brown coats carry greenbacks and we want our trilogy. Trilogy, oh trilogy, I want my trilogy. Don't stop at one, don't stop at two, Gorammit, give me three. Trilogy, oh trilogy, that's what I want to see. Someday I'll own a box set of that big damn trilogy. Trilogy, I want my trilogy. Don't stop at one, don't stop at two. Gorammit, give me three. Trilogy, oh trilogy, that's what I want to see. Someday I'll own a box set of that big damn trilogy. They say the best things in this verse always come in threes. Musketeers and Stooges, L-O-T-R DVDs. When a show's got ships and shepherds, the Alliance and Blue Sun, and Gina and Jewel and Morena and Summer, it's too pretty to stop at one. Trilogy, oh trilogy, I want my trilogy. Don't stop at one, don't stop at two, Gorammit, give me three. Trilogy, oh trilogy, that's what I want to see. Someday I'll own a box set of that big damn trilogy. Trilogy, oh trilogy, I want my trilogy. Don't stop at one, don't stop at two, Gorammit, give me three. Trilogy, oh trilogy, that's what I want to see. Someday I'll own a box set of that big damn trilogy. Someday I'll own a box set of that big damn trilogy.
That was Big Damn Trilogy, performed by the Bedlam Bards from their album On the Drift. Music inspired by Firefly and Serenity. Hawk and Cedric are a Celtic duo. They'd like to welcome you to St. Mary's of Bethlehem School of Music and Home for the Mentally Questionable, also known as Bedlam. In this case, they did an album that, pardon the pun, drifted away from the usual theme of Renaissance Festival music, and that's what this show is about. Now that the season is over for the year, we want to take a look at what some of our performers do in their off-season or just when they're not performing at fair. You can find out more about the Bedlam Bards at www.bedlambards.com. So, welcome to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. This is our first show of Season 17. As I said before, the fair is over, so we're looking at what the performers are doing in their off-time. I'm your host, Chuck Burke. The show is sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, the patrons of the podcast, the Ren Crews, and the podcast minions. We'd like to give a special thanks to all the performers who submit their music. We currently have 707 albums from 308 performers in our podcast library. We'd also like to give a thanks to the patrons of the podcast who help support the show. The upcoming song is Ghost Chickens, performed by Ez and Dill from their album Ez and Dill from 2008. You can find out more about them at frontdoorfarmmarket.com. Along with the Renaissance Festivals, Ez and Dill perform for a lot of historical reenactment, and they especially do a lot of music about the settlement of the prairie parts of the U.S.
Chicken farmer went out one dark and dreary day. He rested by the coop as he went along his way. When all at once a rotten egg hit him in the eye, it was a sight he dreaded. Ghost chickens in the sky. Mock, 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 mock. Farmer had these chickens since he was 24. We've been working for the Colonel for 30 years or more, killing all these chickens and sending them to fry, and now they want revenge. Ghost chickens in the sky. Bop, 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 bop. Black and shiny, their eyes were burning red. They had no meat or feathers, these chickens, they were dead. They picked the farmer up and he died by the claw. They cooked him extra crispy and served him with coleslaw. Bok, 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 bok.
This is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
Moon on the shoreline, early morning rise. Wondrous beauty, yeah, I see it in your eyes. Walking in a dream that I won't forget. Oh, when you talk about big old waves, you ain't seen nothing yet. I've been waiting all my life. Kingdom of heaven, sacred dial. I've been waiting all my life. Moment now, seagulls screeching, early morning talk. Now you were still sleeping when I decided to take a walk. You know my mind's at high tide and it isn't running out. Yeah, everything inside's gonna have to find a way to find a way to find a way. All my life, kingdom of heaven, sacred doubt. Oh, I've been waiting all my life. This moment now, but I guess that's just greed. waiting all my life for this moment now.
That was Early Morning Ska, performed by Gypsy Rocks from their album Living Room Rocks. They call their music dangerous music, as it is not afraid to cross the boundaries of different styles of music. In this case, they're harkening back to a style of music from almost 30 years ago that was popular, called ska music, that blended jazz, a little bit of pop, some of the punk aspects. You can find out more about them at www.gypsyrocks.com. If you haven't lately, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/renfestmusic. We try to keep up with things that are going on the Renaissance Festival circuit, and with some of the performers. Coming up in the next few weeks, a couple of online events with the group Chase Treasure. Ladies Unlaced Episode 20 is a Louisiana Renaissance Festival reunion. In Episode 21, they're having a Robbie Burns dinner. I'm assuming that's Robert Burns, the Scottish poet, but this is Chase Treasure. We can never be quite sure. For more information on those events and other things going on, head on over to our Facebook page. You can always find out the latest news there. Coming up is Seven Angels for Columbia, performed by John C. Wiseman from his album Simply Entitled. This song was a tribute to the astronauts who lost their lives in the Columbia shuttle disaster. You can find out more about John at johncwiseman.com.
Seven angels have fallen from space. It's never been questioned. It's a dangerous place. Trying to answer questions as we circle the sun about who and what we are and what can be done. Early sailors who died on the sea, they knew where they went was a hard place to be, and all too soon we'll all be where they have gone. I'm sure if we asked them, they'd say, carry on. To these seven angels, let's raise up a cup. We haven't stopped sailing, we must not give up. We'll never stop flying in the air and beyond, just because seven angels have gone. Willie McCool played guitar on the ground. Cal Pachala and Captain Dave Brown. Laurel Clark, Michael Anderson, Elon Ramon, and Commander Rick Husband, you are not alone. You'll join the brave seven from Challenger's flight, Apollo 1's Grissom and Chaffee and White, Komoff, Dobrovolsky, Patsayev, Volkov, They all gave their lives so mankind could blast off. To these seven angels, let's raise up a cup. We haven't stopped sailing. We must not give up. We'll never stop flying in the air and beyond. Just because seven angels have gone. A hundred who've been there can all testify. It's all been worthwhile, even though some may die. A million to dream and a thousand to plan. They'll all say it's in the best interests of man. Glory or fame, not finger pointing, for who is to blame? Let's all just remember, as we sit in our cars, we're going to continue our drive to the stars. Seven angels, let's raise up a cup. We haven't stopped sailing. We must not give up. We'll never stop flying in the air and beyond. Just because seven angels have gone. Seven angels have gone.
A very special thanks to the friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Mari Voipio, and Stephen Conroy. Also, thank you to our honorary minions, Casey Herndon, Randall Kimbrough, and Jesse Linder. You can find Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jessielinder.bard. If you would like to help support our show, please consider becoming a patron of the show over at our Patreon page. There's a link to that in the show notes. Also, if you want to make a one-time donation, you can go to paypal.me/renfestpodcast, or just tell your friends about the podcast and why you like it. We're also looking for volunteers if you'd like to help out. Send us an email at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Our entire podcast is a labor of love. We are all volunteers here, and we could not make this happen without our current patrons who are helping us to finance things like the website and storage for all the music. So thank you so much for all of your help. All that money goes directly back into the show and helps us to bring more music to you. And now on to the actual show.
Cigarettes
and whiskey
and wild, wild women.
It's
enough to make you crazy.
Enough to
sadly but true, of women and whiskey and what they can do. And whilst the cross at the head of my grave, for women and whiskey, there lies your poor slave. Warning for a stranger, warning dear friend, in white clear letters, this tale of my end. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. Stuff to make you crazy, it's enough to go insane.
Hey!
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. Stuff to make you crazy, enough to go insane.
Hey!
That last song was Cigarettes and Whiskey, performed by the Fisticuffs from their album Bruised But Not Beaten. The Fisticuffs are an Irish punk band hailing from the south side of Chicago. This is their debut album, released in 2006. They also had a second album, Neatly Stumbling, released in 2008, and You'll Not Take Us Alive, that came out in 2011. If you're looking for more frequent fixes of Renaissance Festival music and performers, check out Life's a Fair. They have a couple different live streams each week, Fair Life with Andrew McKee. We also have the weekly Shakespeare Approves with your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare. You can find out more about them at facebook.com/lifesaffair or www.lifesaffair.com. Next up is Kolomaikya, performed by Coyote from his album Ukrainian Melodies. This is music you're less likely to hear from him at Renaissance festivals, but he's done some historical research into the songs of the Ukrainian region. You can find out more at www.coyote.com. That's KYHOTE.com.
Weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay. If you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpiliada, come play.
Visit www.therencruise.com to reserve.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, and it weighed not a penny's weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. In watching its pendulum swing to and fro, many hours he would spend while a boy. For in childhood and manhood, the clock would seem to know and could share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered through the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 9 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering.
it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he'd found. For it wasted no time and had just one desire at the end of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place, not a frown upon its face, and never its hands by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, 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 tick, it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Well, it rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was pluming for flight, that his hour of departure had come. But still a clock kept the time with a ringing muffled chime as we silently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Yes, it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
That was My Grandfather's Clock, performed by Jed Marum from his album Lone Star Banjo. Grandfather's Clock is one of those songs that I'd heard about for years, and the closest I'd ever come to actually hearing it was a parody piece by Alan Sherman that was actually part of a larger piece called Sticks of One, Half Dozen of Another. This is the first time I've heard the actual song when I was researching the show, so I hope you enjoyed that one. For the most inclusive guide to live casts, podcasts, and other online performances by people associated with the Renaissance Festival circuit, you'll want to check out the Renaissance Stream Guide. They have everything from concerts to yoga classes and a Staying Fit in the Podcast live stream, snowball drops, online classes, dance classes, a little bit of everything. You can find out more about them at facebook.com/renaissancestreamguide or go directly to their calendar, which is a schedule of favorite Renaissance participant live stream events at rebrand.ly/streamguidecalendar. Coming up next is Steam Trunk, which is a blending of Orange Blossom Special and the Romanian Train Song performed by Water Street Bridge from their album Oh Death. You can find out more about them at facebook.com/waterstreetbridge. This song is a bit of a niche genre of train songs. It's kind of sprung up mostly in the U.S. over the last 200 years, but you still find active performers with it today, as is the case here with Water Street Bridge.
Thank you. So your favorite Ren Faire's come and gone. No time to feel blue until it comes around again. This is what you do. Go ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Look at the coffin, shiny gold handles. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Let's not have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the parson, sanctimonious. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Let's not have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the widow, bloody great female. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Let's not have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the mourners, bloody great hypocrites. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Let's not have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the flowers, all bloody wilted. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the tombstone, bloody great boulder. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Let's not have a sniffle. Bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the whiskey, keg buckets and bottle. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Let's not have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die.
Thank you.
That was Isn't It Grand, performed by Three Pints Gone from their album One More Round. Isn't It Grand does show up on the Renaissance Festival circuit, but it actually falls in the category of English pub songs, really of the late 19th, early 20th century. I got into a little bit of trouble singing that one on the way home from my grandfather's funeral many years ago. I think most of the family has forgiven me now. You can find out more about Three Pints Gone at facebook.com/pg/ThreePintsGone, that's with the number 3. If you'd like to sample some of the more adult music of our Renaissance Festival performers, be sure to check out the Renaissance Festival Bawdy podcast at renbawdy.com. Our current episode includes performances by The Court Revelers, Craig of Farrington, Chase Treasure, The Crimson Pirates, Diane Lynn, and clearly guilty. So, coming to the end of this show, I have to say that it was a little more difficult this year putting this one together because things are getting stricter about the music that we can play on the podcast. A lot of the performers, in addition to the traditional music that they perform at the fairs and original music that they're composing, a lot of them are also cover bands, performing covers of better-known music, and a lot of those performances are really worth checking out. Unfortunately, we're not able to play them on the podcast these days unless we have special permission, but check them out. We always try to provide contact information for the bands, either during the podcast itself or in the show notes that we publish on our website with each podcast. So you can go out and check out what the performers are doing, where they're going to be appearing, and the music they have for sale. This supports them, helps them out, helps them grow, which in turn allows them to come back and perform for us at the festivals throughout the year. So go out. You might find some different kinds of music that you like from your favorite performers. You might find some new performers, and it will give you a chance to support them, help them keep making music. Our last song, we're going to leave off with a lullaby, Tura Lura Lura, performed by Lisa Messiah, the Moor of Dundee, from the album More of the Moor of Dundee. As I say, this is a lullaby. It was made popular in a movie back in the, I guess it was the 30s or the 40s. As always, she puts her own twist on it here. You can find out more about the Moor of Dundee at www.moorofdundee.com. So, until next time, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, me mother sang a song to me, soft and sweet and low. Just a little ditty in her old Irish way. I wish she were with me now to sing with me this day. Oh, tooraloo, tooraloo-ra-lie, tooraloo-ra-loo. Hush now, don't you cry. Hugging me, just how she held me then. I hear her voice a humming to me in days of yore. And when she would have rocked me then outside the cabin door, oh, tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lie.
Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.